We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Peites Amud Beis. Amu Ula V'Teim Rav Oishia. We learned in a Braisa that someone who's memana other people on his Pesach, even though his Pesach is Kodesh already, and people had money that was set aside for the Karm Pesach, when they pay him for his Karm Pesach, to be part of, participate in his Karm Pesach, that money goes to Chulim. So Amo Ula, V'teim V'Rav Oishia, Efshi Yodei Chavrin, Bavloi Yitayim V'dahai Milsa. Does anyone in Bavel know Pshat in this Halacha? Zeh Hefesh Tlai L'Pishchai. This person was Mafrish, his sheep L'Pesach. Zeh Hefesh Mois L'Pishchai. This person was Mafrish, his money for Pesach. Heich Hektesh Chal Al Hektesh. How could Hektesh Chal Al Hektesh? It means, when something is Chal Al thing, it's Poyde it, and redeems it, and puts it L'Chulim. But if they're both Hektesh already, how is Hektesh Chal Al Hektesh? Tani Mois Shiviyad L'Chulim. It says the money goes to Chulim. How does that happen? If the behema is Chulim, I take money that's Hektesh, and I transfer the Hektesh from the money onto the behema, I understand that the Hektesh left the money, went to the behema, and the money now is Chulim. But here, the behema was Kaddish already. So how does the Hektesh transfer off the money onto the behema if the behema was Kaddish already? So that's what Ula asked. Is everyone know Pshat? Omar Abaya, Abaya is to say, I have a Pshat, but it depends. There's two ways to learn. So as I come to the next Gemara, I'm going to speak out outside what the two Tzadim are, then we'll learn in the inside. There are three different brises which are we going to discuss now, and there's two Pshatim for each of those brises. Now, there's one brisa that says, it's a Mishnah really, that Be'etzem, without a Gzeres HaKosov, the halacha would be is that if you gave a Pesach for a Esnan Zoyna, it would be chal on it, a din of Esnan Zoyna, and it would be no good. What is Esnan Zoyna? Someone who gives a behema to a Zoyna for her services, then the halacha is that behema is usher to bring on the Mizbeach. Now, something that's hektish already, how do I have a right turn to Esnan? It's not mine. But it's mashma in a Mishnah that if you give a certain hektish, which we're going to say is a Karm Pesach, it will be chal on it, a din estan. So it means they have a certain amount of mumminess on it. That's one halacha. That's the halacha of Rebbe. That's the halacha of the Rebbe says this halacha. And there's another halacha that's halacha, that's Tam Mishnah. That we're going to that sound like Rebbe. That's Tam Mishnah. There's another halacha that if you sell a Karm Pesach, you can use the extra money for your own usage. That's the halacha of Rebbe. And then we have this Mishnah over here that says, price over here, that says when you switch money from money that's Karm Pesach to on the Karm Pesach, it all stays, it goes to the Chulin. So these are three different prices. So now, for example, the price of Esnan, there's two ways you can learn that price. One way you can learn the price is that we're talking, the Mishnah is, by Esnan, is that we're talking about Kachim Kalim, according to the Mandi Amar, holds that it's Mamoin, that it's Mamoin Bailam. Rav Yosi Aglili holds Kachim Kalim Mamoin Bailam. So you could have learned that the din of Kachim Kalim belongs to the Bailam, and that's why it's Chala Esta. That's one way you could have learned it. The other way you could learn it is it's going according to Rebbe, who holds that you're allowed to use money from a Karm Pesach for your own needs, for your own Yom Tov needs. That, so what does that mean? That means that there's a shear in the Karban Pesach always that a person leaves over in the Karban Pesach. He leaves over a part that's chulin in order to transfer kedusha from money onto that, in order that the money should go to chulin. That would be another way to learn the Mishnah of Esnan. And the same thing with our Mishnah, this brisa here, there's two ways to learn. Either you could learn that there's a shear always in the Karban Pesach and the Kedusha Karban Pesach. He leaves over some pot that's chulin in order he could transfer some money onto it. That would be the other pshat over here. Now, there's another way to learn that when someone makes money hektish, he's meshayer some of it, he makes a tanai, that he might use it as a matana for chulin and not for the Pesach. That's another tzad, that there's a shear in the money. So there's three tzadim over here, really technically. There's kachum kalam on bailamu. There's a shear of Kedusha in the Karm Pesach, and there's a shear of Kedusha in the money. Those are three stars that we have to know here, and we'll try to get through this Gemara now with those three stars. Amar Abaye. Ilav de Ukbar of Ishya lahibim memane zayna apischoi, the Rebbe he, If not that Rav Oishia said that the Mishnah that says that Shaykh to have Esnan, Zoyna, is going by Pesach, and it's going according to Rebbe, it holds there's a shear in the Pesach, have a makmina lo alahi bekachim kalim. I would have zetzdain the Mishnah of Esnan Zoyna by kachim kalim, libi yoyser glili, dom a kachim kalim on a bailam hu. And I would have said about Pesach, loy mishayir inish, that in a Pesach, no one's mishayir anything in a Karban Pesach alone. And therefore, according to me, Avai says, I would say that there's no tzad that a Karban Pesach, if you don't go like a Reisag Lili, there's no tzad in a Karban Pesach that it can come Esdan, because it's a completely Kaddish. So if it went up to me, I would say a Pesach is completely Kaddish. And I would have said, the Mishnah of Esdan, it's going by going according to Reisag Lili. But remember, Rav Oishiel Zetzdan like Rebbe, so we'll see in a second. He says, if not for Rav Oishiel Zetzdan like Rebbe, I would say that Mishnah is Kashm Kalim, but Pesach le Mishai Inish, and b'moyois, but in money vad the Mishai Inish. But when someone sets aside money for Karban Pesach, there he leaves over the absent that Shvichuin. Tivikaraki marfish lu, when he's marfish the money, adai tohachim marfish lu. He's marfish for money. Vaho Rebbe he. And you could say then the brisa we just learned on our base here, we just learned is Rebbe. Why is Ma'ish v'adechulin? Because of Ma'ish v'ad Mashai Inish. V'ahi dekam mukil Rav Oishia k'Rebbe loy makmir lo k'Rebbe. And that Rav Oishia zetzdain the Mishnah of Esnan like Rebbe, Adam zetzdain like Rebbe. The Pesach loy Mashai Inish. By Pesach no one's Mashai. V'hol lekel. So he's bavarni a question. Let's say. We just had this price on our base. We're worried about but Moish by the Chulin. Let's say it's going to Yisrael Lilo. His mama in Kachem Kalam Mama Bailamu says he can't say that because in that price itself it says Vamoicha Olosu Vishlama Vloyos Loiklom. You sell your shlama, you didn't do anything. If you're Yisrael Lilo, you did do something. So that price it can't be Yisrael Lilo. V'hal Lekel Okim Karesi Da Tani Ba Vamoicha Olosu Vishlama Vloyos Loiklom. So it'll be up to me. I would say that. The Mishnah of Esnan is Rabbi Yosef Lili. This Brisa here is going according to Rebbe, but the Pshat and Rebbe always is that there's a shear in the money, not a shear in the Pesach. It's only by Pesach the shear in the money. Only by Pesach there's a shear in the money. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see if it's even learned out of a pasuk that people do that. It's only by Pesach. The hashluk of Oishia he memanas zayna pischav Rebbe, but now that Rav Oishia said, I have a different way to learn Esdan, not like a basic lili. I can learn even for your Rebbe. Now, if your Rebbe, how does a Karban Pesach turn into Esdan? It must be the shear in the Pesach. So it must be the shear in the Pesach. Shmami no, the sphere left fill of pischav mishay inash. You see, even by a Karban Pesach, a person's mishay. So bottom line is, Ula asked, what is pshat in this din that might be other chulim? There really is two pshatim. One pshat is that there's a shear in the Karban Pesach. The other pshat is the shear in the money. Abai said, I would have said it's only a shear in the money. Not so vite, the shear in the Pesach. And they make a Pesach Kaddish, they make a complete Kaddish. But we're saying for Rav Oishia, who zets his ayin, the Mishnah of Esnan, like Rebbe, we see that he learns, the pshat of Rebbe is, that there's a shear in the Pesach alone. And we'll see who Rebbe is soon, but that we're saying that's pshat in the Brisa. Two ways to learn the Brisa. Either it's a shear in the money, or shear in the Pesach. That's the way to learn on Peitas in the Brisa. Now the Gemara is going to introduce us to the Mishnah of Esdan that we're talking about and the Din of Rebbe. Mahi de Rav Oishia. What is this Mishnah of Rav Oishia that we have a suffix if it's Rav Yosef Glili, that's a bias pshat, or it goes according to Rebbe and he holds the shear in the Pesach. What is this Mishnah we're talking about? The Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Temura. Nasa la mekudoshim be'esneno. Hare elu mataru. It's mutter. We'll see why. Be'etz mishur ben chal, but it's mutter because of Xeris Akas. We'll see. You give a present to the Zayna birds that are not even Hakadosh yet. They are also. Because you would have said, they're very delicate. Mum is pas on kachim. Still in Esdan mechichaleim. No Esdan chal on it. Birds which have a special hetter that you can bring a bird even though it has a mum. Unless it's missing a limb, every bird is kosher for carbon. So you see, they're not so delicate. It's hard to make them possible. And still, so it says, for sure, Esdan should be chal on them. Madach Chachim, which has the psul of a mum, Esdan Mechir is not chal on them. Oifa is in a mum, Moislam, Eden Shein, Esdan Mechir chal on them. Tamaloma, Lechol Neder, Le Rabbis, Esa Oifais. The Pasi Lechol Neder says that even Oifais have a din of Esdan. So Gemara says, we have now a ribui for oifers. Let's make kavuchem the opposite way. Kavuchem v'lo mekudoshim miyata. Ma oifers she'ena mum poisel b'em. Esna mechir chal lehem. Ma adich oifers, which mum is not chal on them. And still, esna mechir chal lehem. Mekudoshim mum poisel b'em. Didn't show esna mechir chal lehem. She'zich mechir chal. Tamalei v'chol neder. Prat l'nodum. So there's a special miyat. Only something that's not no ned on it yet, but a carbon which already has a ned on it, that is no chalois of esnan. Not it can't be chal esnan. So ad kana mishdom in tamuru. So the dig is like this: el time of the cost of rachman on neder halav hachi we'ata havamino mukadoshim chal is esnalim ubi mashma that mukadoshim is the chal esnan. What's going on? But you know, it's not yours. It's not yours. Forget about any psukim. It's not yours. Heke es michal. Amrav oishav v'manazan al pischev v'rebihi. It's going by a karm pesach, and according to Rebbe, who holds the shear is a miyat, is a missing of the kedusha of the pesach, which you leave over as chulin. That's Rav Oishav's pshat. Now, like we said before, Abaye himself would have said pshat in this mishnah, like a very saglili holds mom and bialim, kachim kailim mom and bialim. But Rav Oishav learns like Rebbe. So you see, from Rebbe is a shear in pesach, and that would be the pshat in the brayso before. Now, who's this Rebbe? What? It could be esnar esmon, but yeah, but only we'll still be a miyit. We'll still be a miyit. Al tachol neder v'lo yehonadu. I'm saying, what's the have meaning? So two pshat in the have, either because of yom ha'bailim or because of pesach and the shear in the pesach. That's two pshat. And the nafkamina, those pshat, what will be pshat in our brayso? Zok the gemara. What is Rebbe? My Rebbe. The Tanya, the Brisa. It says in the pasuk, "Miyamayit habayit v'yosaseh." And we teach like this. We make a teach in the pasuk like this. If a person doesn't have enough money for yontif, and miyamayit habayit, he can't afford yontif. Miyos misa, hachiyehu misa. You can live from your karm pesach. Now, what does that mean? So the first Tanakhama says, "Mikdei achilav loy mikdei mekach." You could use it for achila purposes and not for mekach purposes. And now we'll teach what it means is that you can use it for firewood in order to roast your Karm Pesach, but you can't use it for anything extra, like for your clothing. You can't do that. That's the Tanakhama holds. Rebbe Yomer, Meyois Miseh, Mechayeu Miseh means, Af Bekdei Mekach, Shem Ein Loi Mimeno, if Shem Ein Loi doesn't have money, Mimana Acha Imoi Al Peschoi, Val Chigosa, Anas Chigo, Umoyis Shebiyodoi Chulin. And the moyes in his hands are chulin, and he can use it for whatever he wants. Shamanas kein ekdishu yisrael spischeim, because amanas kein klal yisrael was makdish there karm pesach. They were makdish the karm pesach. Amanas kein that two pshatim really, but let's say if he a Rav Aisha means they left over some kind of kedusha in the pesach in order to be mechal the money on it, and they can use the money for their livelihood. Now, Tosfos already asked. That it's what make up your mind. Is it a gzeres a kasuv or is it an as kein ekdishus yisrael? It's shtickles theory of two things. We're making that like a chayeu miseh. What do you mean? It's a das vart. So the bottom Tosfos here asks the kasha. It says tema kivim b'kron nafik matzarach l'taima shenas kein ekdishus yisrael b'shchayim. What do you do? It's a tnai. It's a pasuk. Yeshleima that kamash b'lon kron the daita l'kach. The pasuk teaches daita l'kach. It's an interesting Tosfos. You don't find a lot of times things that the pasuk tells us what our das is. The kids talk upon him. That's what we says in Agamah. This is a Rebbe. Now, we're not finished with Rebbe. You have to explain Rebbe. What is Machlokes Tanakhama Rebbe here? Rabba v'Rebbe Zera. Chad Omar ve'etzim l'tzliyosoy kulam le'pligi. When it comes to buying with the extra money, wood for roasting the Karm Pesach, everyone agrees that it is allowed. The kivin tekant of the Pesach hu kigu for the Pesach l'amin. That's like spending money for the Karm Pesach itself, and that's fine. Ki pligi, the Machlokes says v'matza amar. Rabbanon sabri ha'achila chwiti. That's different achila. But Rabbi Sava, kivin dechshei the Pesach, since you have to eat the Pesach together with matzah maror, could go for the Pesach dami. So that's one pshat in Mechleikas Tanakhama and Rabbi. Mechleikas says could use it for the matzah maror. V'chad amar, v'matzah maror kol pligi deksiv al matzah maror yechlu. Everyone agrees that you could borrow the extra money. The kivin dechshei in the Pesach, and you can pass it on. That's like the Pesach itself. Ki pligi likach by cholok to buy a shirt, likach by talis to buy a cloak or a talis. Rabbanon Sabri Miyoyis Misem Rachman Achie Ulusa. Rabbi Sav Achie Atzvichomisa. Rabbanon Sayyid Arshin Achie Ulusa. You have to Mechay the Se itself. And Rabbi holds Achie Atzvichomisa. The Mechay itself from the Se. Now, so there's two Pshatim in Rabbi. One Pshat in Rabbi is only allows Matzah Samar. The other Pshat allows Yecholok. So Tosfos handles that this thing we wanted to say before, that Lefi Rebbe, Pshat is Mois B'yad Echulin, is only a feat of Pshat that the Machloik, that is, and we said, and therefore, that can be Pshat also in the place of Esnan, because of Shir in the Pesach. So he says, if you hold the only Ayush of Matzah Maror, it wouldn't be up to Bechal Esnan. Then you have to Zezan and Esnan, like we're saying, Gluli. On the side that only Rebbe allows Matzah Maror, that you will not be able to do Esnan. Tell you speaks out top Tosis. Lahai Lishdil, Tsarkom, the whole Esnan, Asik, Gluli. The only one comes from Bailam Bailam, the whole Itzvil, the whole Nada. Avaka Rebbe, the Mesukma, give himself Lahai Lishdil, the Pesach, the Mishael Matzah Maror, the Chudei. So he says, Miwa, he did Lael, the Tony Mois with the Chulin, that you could have worked out, that the word Chulin means Chulin Gai Matzah Maror. But we couldn't have Zetzdain the Mishnah of Esnan on this tzad. We see we have a tzad, like Rabbi Oshio learns out that the case of Esnan's Rebbe, is only for the second pshat that you can use it even for your Choluk and your Talus. That's more Chulindik than the other things. Hakaponim, that's what comes out in this Gemara. I am not sure what's found there are Rabbanon. The Rabbanon also hold that there's a shear, just he holds a shear is less. Really, Rebbe and Rabbanon both hold a shear. Or Rabbanon's whole new pshat, basically, there's a Kosovic. I didn't see any Torah on that. Exactly what's down there, Rabbanon. The Morris says ends up with one thing that Labaya, we said, learns that it's a shear in the money, and Rav Aisha learns a shear in the Pesach. That's two ways to learn Rebbe, right? Shear in the Pesach, shear in the money. Now look at Rebbe's words. Rebbe's words is Amnas Kenik Dishishoals Peschayim. Sounds very much like Rav Aisha's Pshat, not like Abaya's Pshat. Sounds very much Amnas Ken Hikdishoals Peschayim. The Pesach, not the money. It's a shear in the Pesach. So the Morris asked the Kasha. He said, I would have Zetzdain the did of Esnan like Rezeg Lili, because I hold no shear in the Pesach. What do you mean? It says, so what are you talking about? So it sounds like a shear in the Pesach. So tomorrow, no, Abaya attached like this. Ema shamnas kein kishus shalos moyes pischeim. That the money of the Pesach they were makdash amas this. That the makdash amnas that to meshaya the shear in the money. That's what it means. You can attach in the words moyes pischeim. That's my plan. Because Rav Aisha and Abaya had learned up Rabbi, if it's a shear in the money or it's a shear in the Pesach.